All right, grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and get ready for MBKI's Beta Mentoring with Apostle Anthony Baxter. Amen, amen. I want to welcome each and every person to Beta Mentoring, our conference line here. Amen. It's Friday. As they say, thank God it's Friday. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to go ahead and play a little music here. Let everybody get on board and get their papers and their pens and get their mind focused upon the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He is able. Amen. He's able. So, hallelujah. Praise Him.
Neither ears have heard the things He's prepared for them who love Him. Struck a lion's mouth for Daniel. If He parted the sea for Moses, what more will He do for them that believe and
sure.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Father God, you are able to do all things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we just thank you for everything that you have done for us. Hallelujah. What you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray, Father, that you will open our hearts and minds to receive what it is that your Spirit has for us to receive on this day as he moves us, hallelujah, closer to you through the revelation of your word. So, Father God, hallelujah, we glorify you, and we know that you are able. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
God. Again, I want to thank each and every person that is joining us here on Beta Mentoring, our conference line. As I always say, Beta Mentoring is a line to where you can exercise your prophetic gifts. Amen. We all need a place to where we can go to exercise the gifts in which we were given. They say practice makes perfect. So if you don't have a place to where you can practice to build the confidence you need in order to take the gift and use it outside of your home and outside of the church. Amen. Many of us use our gifts inside the church, but we've never taken and stepped outside the church to use the gifts in which we were given. Amen. Hallelujah. So today we're going to be going over, hallelujah, what's the purpose of your gift? That's what we'll call this. What is the purpose of the gift in which God has given you? Amen. Many of us, all of us have a gift. Each and every one of us have a gift. God has given each and every person a particular gift. How are you using your gift? Many people use their gifts for the world and in the world. Amen. And then they come into the things of God and they find that those things, that ability that they had was a God-given ability, and they begin to use that ability for the kingdom of the Lord. But then you have some that know they have a gift, and they take that gift and they go make money with it. You see this in a lot of our R&B singers. A lot of them started out in the church, and they took the gift outside of the church and went into the mainstream of the world and are producing many hit albums and making millions. Amen. But that gift was not for the world. It was for the kingdom. The Bible says that we are not of the world, even though we are in the world. So the gifts that we are given being in the world are not for the world. They're for the kingdom. Amen. I'm going to say that again. The gifts that you were given to be in the world are not for the world, but they're for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So everyone should have their pens, their paper, their Bibles. Amen. All minds should be cleared and focused upon the Lord. Glory be to God. We're going to go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. Let's go up to the beginning of the chapter. We're going to start at chapter 1. We're going to walk through this thing and get an understanding of spiritual gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is Paul speaking to the area of Corinth, the Corinthians. Amen. He says, now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us. I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So I want to stop right there real quick. A person that is filled with the Spirit of the Lord is not going to curse God. He's not going to curse God. It says in verse 3, so I want you to know that no one speaks by the Spirit of God, that speaks by the Spirit of God, will curse Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by his Spirit. So it's only through the Spirit of God that we are able to can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. Amen. So it's by the Spirit of God that we are able to claim that he is Lord. Amen. Because if you are moving in the satanic movements and things of this nature, you are putting down quote, their God, which is Satan, hallelujah, and lifting up the name of Jesus. But being a believer, we are going to lift up the name of Jesus, amen, and it's only by the Spirit of God that we're able to do that. That's what we're speaking of here in verse 3, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, amen. We're starting at the beginning of the chapter, and we're now at verse 4 for those that are joining us. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. So it's only by one Spirit who holds all the gifts. So you don't have a gift is given by the Spirit, and a gift can be taken away by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit that you actually move by this spiritual gift. Now, I believe that you have the capability of functioning under all the spiritual gifts. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord dwells within you. And if he decides to use you with a particular gift, that's his choice to do. Now, he may use you today, and he may not never use you in that gifting again for a year or 6 months or 2 years down the line. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you are a willing vessel, hallelujah, he will use you in gifts that you maybe don't move in on a day-to-day basis. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says in verse 5, there are different kinds of service. So listen here. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, he said in verse 4. In verse 5, he says, there are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. So there's different types of services that takes place, hallelujah, but we serve the same Lord, just like there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, hallelujah, but we serve the same Spirit, amen, but we serve the same Lord. So God, in verse 6, it says God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. So we just see the Spirit of the Lord. We see God, we see Jesus, and we see the Spirit. They all work in different areas, but they all are the same. Amen. It says that there's different gifts, the same Spirit. It says there's different services, the same Lord, and God works in different ways, and it's the same God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 7. It says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. So right there, why do you have this spiritual gift? As the topic was, what's the purpose of your gift? You have that gift for someone else. It's not for you. See, this is something that the church does not comprehend or understand, because if you are prophesying for money for you, then you're misusing the gift. You're moving in witchcraft. You are using God's gift for your own gain. Those are the prophets of Baal. Amen? The gift that you have, that you have been given, is for someone else. Amen? Now, this is straight from the Word, verse 7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. It is the one and only Spirit that distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. So whose job is it to distribute the gifts? It is the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Jeremiah, it says, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. It says that I have called you a prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is an office. It's not a gift that he was talking about here. Okay. Okay. So a lot of people have a gift of prophecy, but they call themselves a prophet, the office. So the gift and the office are two separate entities. And a lot of these prophets, glory be to God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. A lot of these prophets that are calling themselves prophets but are basically moving in the gift are dealing with a bunch of stuff. I'll put it like that, because they're moving in an office that was not given to them, and their abilities, hallelujah, are not at a place to where they can combat the demonic forces coming at them. So they're dealing with a lot of backlash from the things in which they are speaking, because they don't have the ability to deal with the spirits on that level. Amen. On that level. Amen. So understand this. We are one body in Christ. We're one body. So each of us, hallelujah, have a part to play in the body of Christ. Now that's a great opportunity to be able to be a part of the body of Christ. Amen. But see, one of the things that we're dealing with today is we're dealing with individuals that don't like their body part. They want to be a key part, like a head or you know, a big part. They don't want to be a little toe or something that's not on the forefront. But what the Bible tells us is it's those things that are the weakest that are being shown more, like our hands, the hands and the feet, you see, the main parts of our heart. All these things inside of us is what keeps the body going. Amen. The weaker parts are what we see. You see, but we want to be a bigger part. It doesn't make sense. You see, so if we really take a look at it, let's go on down to verse 12. It talks about one body that has many parts. Amen. It goes on to say that the body has many parts. But the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews. Now remember, Paul's speaking to the Corinthians in Corinth. So he's letting them know that some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. So as we have been baptized into the body of Christ, we are now a part of the body. And being a part of the body, the Spirit has the ability of resting within the body. Now, the problem that we have today is that individuals don't want to play their part of being in the body. And then at the same time, we are not using our gifts to help our fellow man. We are using our gifts to help ourselves. As it stated in verse 7, it said a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Amen. That's the purpose of the spiritual gift that is given you by the Holy Spirit, to help another. Amen. You see, so when we come together as the body and we are unified means together. See, so when your brother goes through something, you are able to be there for them. Hallelujah. You have a spiritual gift that can be used to heal them. Why? Because you have a gift of healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Or you may have a gift of prophecy. Amen. So you can share with your brother that trap that is being set with them. Amen. But what we do is we sit back and watch our brothers and sisters go through and fall in these traps, and then we look at them, talk about them. And that's not what we're supposed to do. Amen. We are supposed to be there for our brothers and our sisters. Amen. We are supposed to carry the burdens of our brothers and sisters. We barely want to carry the burdens of our own. Amen. Less for someone else. But this is what we are called to do, being children of the Most High God. Amen. Verse 13 says this: some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we all have been baptized into the body by one Spirit, and we all share that the same Spirit. Verse 14, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not a part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if the whole body was an ear, how would you smell anything? So every part of the body, no matter how minute, is needed. An eye, an ear, a toe, a fingernail, a toenail is all needed. Whatever part. But everyone wants to be the bigger part. Everyone wants to be the man. Everyone wants to be seen. Everyone wants to be heard. Amen. It says in verse 18, but our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. So God has placed you where he wants you. But we don't want to be where God has placed us because we ain't being seen. We aren't traveling and speaking all over the country. He just gave me this little old community where four or five people show up every Sunday. I want more. The Bible says if you can't be grateful for the little, oh my God. See, if you're grateful for the little, he'll give you more. But see, we first have to be obedient and say yes to the position that we are given before we can even ask for a promotion. So how are you asking for a promotion and you ain't even happy with the position that you have been given by God? The Bible says in verse 20, yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. And the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you. You see, people, we need each other. That's what it's getting at. We need each other because each one of us plays a particular part of the body. Amen. And so as your hand needs your shoulder and your elbow to support the hand, you need people to support you. God did not make it. He said, it is not good for man to be alone. It is not good for a person to be by themselves. Amen. Go sit in your house all by yourself for 5 days and see if you don't begin to go a little cuckoo. Amen. We all got to come up out of those walls and talk to somebody, be around somebody, ask somebody for some advice, ask somebody for some help. See, it's only through pride, which is not of God, hallelujah, that we say, I don't need anybody. The devil is a lie. We all need somebody. Amen. See, we're living in a time where the world wants to tell us that we don't need nobody. As long as we got, As long as you got you and your mind is together, you don't need nobody else. The devil is a lie. Don't believe the lies of the world. They set you up for a downfall. Amen? It says this in verse 22. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. Uh-oh. So we up here looking for the bigger thing, and the littler thing is the more necessary thing by the word of God. The hand is more necessary. You need your hands to lift stuff. You need your feet to walk. You need your eyes to see. You need your ears to hear. So why are we wanting to be the bigger thing? Why can't we just settle for where God has placed us and with the gift that he has given us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Why aren't you happy with the gift of help? Why do you want to have the ability to prophesy? Well, you can have that ability. Amen. But first be grateful for the one that he has been given. You have been given. Put it to use. The parable of the talents, where the one got five talents and he went out and multiplied his. Why? Because he put the first five to work. But then they had the one that had the one talent, and he buried his because he didn't do nothing with it. So are you doing something with the talent that God has given you? Or are you just sitting on it? Come on now. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. That's what it says in verse 23. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require the special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. Less dignity. These make for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. Verse 26, if one part suffers, guess what? All the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. That's unity, people. You see, a body that's working in unity can move and do things. We wonder why the church is not moving and coming against a lot of these laws and being able to move some of these things that are being placed upon the earth out of the way, because we're not moving as a body. We're moving as individual parts. You try to take a hand that's laying on the ground without an elbow and without a shoulder and see if that hand can function correctly. No. See if a foot that ain't got its shin connected to a knee, see if that foot can walk somewhere. No. You see, we need to begin to come together and move as a body. Why? Because this is what God has called for us to do. He tells us in verse 7, the spiritual gift, that supernatural ability that has been given you, he's given you so that you can give to others. We must understand again, we talked about this last week, love gives. So if you ain't giving, you ain't loving. Not the way that God loves. You have that selfish kind of love. As long as you can do for me, I'll love you. But if you can't do for me, I ain't got no love for you. Amen? You see, the enemy has torn down the family structure. Why? Because there's no family. There's no love in the family structure. It's all about what you can do for the next family member. Amen? If you can't do, like my wife said, you good as gold as long as you can do. But when you can't do, oh, you kick to the curb. Don't nobody know you no more. You see? But this, because this is the way the world is, and family is in the world, does not mean that the kingdom family is supposed to be that way.
You see, too much of the world has infiltrated into the church, and we are now walking divided. Amen. We are to come to church to worship and praise with our brothers and sisters and support them, hallelujah, in their needs, and to love on them when they're hurting, and to help them when their children are wayward, and all these type of things. But what we do is we talk about them. We come as a social club and get information about individuals and go back and talk about them. That's not a God. I don't know what kind of church we are entertaining today, but it's not the church of Jesus Christ. It's not about dressing up. It's not about dancing. It's not about hooping and hollering. It's not about none of that. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. It's all about worship, and it's all about praise for what he has done for you for the past 7 days. It's only through him that you have life today. He's the one that breathes into your nostrils and gives you the ability to wake up every morning. He's the one that provides all of your needs according to his riches and his glory. So he deserves praise. But he also knows that we are sinful flesh. So he gives us the ability, hallelujah, to come to the altar before our brothers and sinners, our sisters. Hallelujah. The Bible says confess one to another. So we have the ability to pull our brothers and sisters to the side and confess some things and go to the altar, hallelujah, and confess those things to the Lord and leave, hallelujah, a lot lighter. Leave, hallelujah, with a word that makes us look at our sinful nature. But no, we're leaving, hallelujah, feeling good. Hallelujah. Our fancies have been tickled. Hallelujah. And we've been robbed. Hallelujah. Because we done gave money for some crazy. Oh, my God. Let's get back to the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get back to the word. Listen, people. Hallelujah. God is giving you a gift. He's giving you a gift. Hallelujah. That gift ain't for you. That gift is not for you. It's for the next man. Hallelujah. It's for that next woman. Hallelujah. Begin to exercise your gifts. Hallelujah. And use them to bless people. Use them to heal people. Use them to give to people, because that's why you got them. You didn't get them for you. You didn't get them to make money. You didn't get them to look good. You didn't get them so people will know who you are by what you do in your gift, because that gift is not about you. It's to glorify God and the power, hallelujah, of the Spirit of God that is in you, because you ain't doing nothing. You're just a vessel. The supernatural ability is coming from the Spirit in you. My God. It says in verse 24, While the more honorable parts do not require this special care, so God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. Verse 25, this makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. Amen. Verse 26, if one part suffers, all parts suffer. And if the parts honored, all the parts are glad. All right. Verse 27. All of you together are Christ's body. Point blank. Together, we all form the body. Together. See, that's the key word. Together. Unified. We form the body. That's the problem we have today, people. There is no together. There is no unity. Amen. We have, I don't know, 150, I don't know how many different denominations we got. That's division. Amen. The enemy comes to divide and conquer. Amen. So we are allowing these denomination breakups, hallelujah, to bring division in the church. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Confusion. That's witchcraft that is in the church. Amen. We have organizations, hallelujah, in the church instead of an organism in the, oh my God, hallelujah. So all of this is bringing division that is not of the Lord. Let me read verse 27 again. Get this, guys, get this. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you
is part of it. Okay? Verse 28, here are some of the parts God has appointed. Now, this is letting you know that, okay, God has given us all gifts, right? He's given us gifts. Hallelujah. He's also given a service. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so now he's letting us know that God has appointed some in the church. He's appointed some in the church. So first are apostles, second are prophets, third are teachers, then those who are who do miracles, then who have the gift of healing, those who can help others, those who have the gift of leadership, those who speak in unknown language. Now, I'm reading this out of a different version. Hallelujah. Let me read this out of the King James Version so y'all can really get an understanding of what's going on here. Amen. Hallelujah. About 27. Okay. All right. And it says this right here. Glory be to God. 27. Okay. 27. All right. It says, now, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Verse 31, but covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. A more excellent way. So let me go and read verse 29 to 31 from this version so you guys can get a clear understanding. This is why I'm reading it from this version, because I want you guys to really understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. 29, it reads this. Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we all have the gift of healing? Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts. But now let me show you the way of life that is best for all. Then he goes into chapter 13, and we're gonna touch on this. I wasn't gonna go into chapter 13 for time's sake, but I got to. We gotta know. It says, but know now. Let me show you the way of life that is best for you. The way of life that is best for you. So Paul is letting them know in Corinth that I'm about to show you the best way of life for you. So 13 and 1 reads this. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. So, back to 31. But now Paul has just shown us a way of life that is best for us, and that is to love. All the gifts, all the offices,
All of that stuff is great. But if you don't love others, it's nothing. It means absolutely diddly squat nothing. Amen. So let's take a look at real love, because, you know, we assume, we talk about love, and, you know, world has a love, and but see, the love of the world is not the love of God. So let's take a look at the love that God is telling us. If we walk in this, this is the best way of life for us. He says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. I want everyone to just take some time, examine yourself, ask yourself, am I patient? Am I kind? Am I jealous? Am I a boastful person or proud? Am I rude? Do I demand my own way? Am I irritable? Do I keep records of the wrong that people do to me? Do I rejoice when somebody that didn't do a crime, or when somebody gets over? Do I rejoice when somebody goes and steals from a store, or robs somebody? Or do I rejoice in that? Or do I rejoice when a person gets caught for doing the things that they have done wrong? Do I give up when the times get hard? When my husband, you know, maybe did something that just totally crushed my heart? Do I give up on him? When my wife does something to crush my heart, do I give up on him? Amen. Do you lose faith, belief, and trust? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hopeless, or do you stay hopeful? Are you enduring every circumstances, or do you fall apart at every circumstance that comes your way? You see, this is love. And see, the only way that we can actually really move in all these is through the Spirit of God, because he gives us the ability, the strength, and the wisdom to be able to do what we are called to do by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Take some time. I'm just going to be quiet for about 30 seconds and let the Spirit of the Lord begin to speak to you, because he's speaking. I hear him. He's speaking to some of y'all. Amen. Time for us to love, not as the world loves, but as God has called for us to love, as his children. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to pray real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your Spirit. I thank you for the teaching, Lord, that you are giving on this day, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing up, because I did not know which way to go. But I knew, Father God, that you would come with the word for your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, teach us how to unify. Teach us how to use our gifts for
for one another and not for selfish gain. For those that don't know the gifts in which they have possessed, hallelujah, through your spirit, Lord God, begin to minister to them, show them, guide them, hallelujah, help them to exercise the gift to where it can get strengthened, Father God, and you can use them mightily, hallelujah, for your kingdom work here on the earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's go to verse 8 in verse 13, or chapter 13. It says, prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. There'll be a time where all of those things will be useless. They're of no avail. I mean, but love will be forevermore. Love will be forevermore. People, we must love. The world is really trying to pull us out of a loving stance and put us in an angry stance, to have us against other cultures. They have the Asians, you know, they keep showing on the news hate crime, you know, I mean, you know, all this stuff is going into our ears and into our eyes. It's trying to program us to hate, to come against other cultures. But that's not what God is calling for us to do. He's calling for us to unify. He's calling for us to love. Even when we are mistreated, he says to pray for those, amen, that come against us. Hallelujah. It's about love, people. We get so caught up upon the gifts, hallelujah, and upon what we should be called, a prophet or an apostle or whatever the case may be. Hallelujah. But the bottom line of it is, it all don't matter if you cannot love your brother. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open a line up here. Glory be to God for anyone that has a word. Hallelujah. This is a prophetic conference line. This is where you can come, hallelujah, and exercise in the gift that God has given you. The Bible just told us that the gift is not for you, it's for us. So if God has given you a prophetic word, amen, a word of knowledge, which is something of the past, or a prophecy, which is something of the future, please come forth. Or if there's something that you want to add to what has been stated, come forth. If God has put something upon your heart, come forth. If you want to, hallelujah, confess a sin, come forth. If you are in need of prayer, come forth. But I don't want y'all to sit upon this line silent and not say anything, because that's not what this line is for. We're family, and we're here to encourage, to uplift, to motivate one another. Amen. So the line is open. Is somebody speaking? All right. Has anybody got anything to say? We're going to sit here in silence.
Amen. I would like to come forth and have something to say. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes.
Man, this is Sister Baxter. I just wanted to come forth and say I just thank God for the word on tonight. It was a powerful message, and I just thank God for using you mightily, for coming forth with that manner for God's people. And I just wanted to say just how important it is to love one another. We're in perilous times that is in these times and days. It's just, you know, we're in the end time, and love, with all the things that's going on in this chaotic world, we got to love. And just like my husband was saying, we just can't badger the next person down or beat them down. We got to be there for them, let them know that there is hope, to build, you know, each other up, not to point the finger, not to throw rocks and hide your hand. You know, pray for those family members that just don't know any better, you know, the ones that can't say and talk about the things that's going on in your life today and continue to pull up the past things. We got to pray for those people, because the thing about it, it's not about the individual. It's the spirit that we hate that's operating in the individual. So we just got to continue to love and to keep on getting and using our neology and pray. Prayer does bring about a change. So I just wanted to come forth and say that, and just say may God continue to bless each and every person that called in on the line or tonight. And we thank you all for your support and prayers. Hallelujah for MBKI and to all of the mothers in advance. Happy Mother's Day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who's next? Is there anyone that would like to share pertaining to the message, or whenever the Spirit of the Lord is placed upon your heart, the line is open. Hello, am I the only one on the line? Is anybody there?
Yeah, I just need a prayer for confessing my sins, holding a grudge at my family for over 20 years. And staying on myself, I'm trying to get about shutting down on people just because they had a negative thinking. I know I'm better than that. I'm trying to be free and peace in my mind.
Amen. 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 If I heard you correctly, family members are basically, as you are moving forward, family members want to continue to remind you of who you were and won't look at who you are and where you're going. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Amen. 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 Man of God, I'm going to tell you something. People love to, people like to say one thing, but the truth is what is in their actions. People want to see individuals be free of, let's say, drug use. Amen. But when they get free, they don't know how to act. So they treat them like they were still using drugs. You know, and so sometimes what you have to do is separate yourself from those negative entities. If people don't have a positive word to say, then you ain't got no place in my life right now. You see, because for me, see, that kind of stuff would pull me. Because I was too weak. I was trying to strengthen myself. And I wasn't strengthened enough to be able to hear a bunch of that negativity. Because that negativity would be, okay, well, you know, y'all already think I may as well go. You know what I mean? That plays in my head. The enemy gave him something to play in my head with. So I had to kind of push everybody aside. Amen. So what I want to do, man, is I just want to pray that you stay strengthened and that the Spirit of the Lord will lead you, hallelujah, to some mighty men. Hallelujah, of God, that you can grab a hold of, amen, and they can be your accountability partners. They can walk with you and help strengthen you, amen. And I believe a time will come, hallelujah, where you'll be able to do the same for someone else as you were strengthened, hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you honor and give you praise. I thank you for this man of God, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for pulling him out of darkness and setting him in your marvelous light, Lord God. But as you know, hallelujah, as we go AWOL, the enemy is always sending out his troops to try to get us back. So I come against every word curse. I come against every diabolical plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy that he has set to try to pull this man of God back, hallelujah, into a place that you have brought him out of. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I call forth wisdom to fall upon him, Lord God, that he will know what to do and how to do. Hallelujah. I come against, Father God, hallelujah, even the things that he says to himself about himself. Hallelujah, God, give him a positive, hallelujah, and take the negative. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open doors of employment. Open doors of employment. Open doors of employment. Are you in need of a job?
Yes, sir. I had to quit just because of turning people's out. Had to tone everybody out.
I see that.
I see that. Father, right now I decree and I declare, Father God, that you send, hallelujah, you send him to the job you have waiting for him. Lead, guide, and direct him to that job, Father, hallelujah. When he goes in, he signs the application and starts the following day. Man of God, I'm telling you what I see. You're going to go into a place, you're going to fill out an application, they're going to hire you on the spot and tell you to come in the next day. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord leads you, go. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. It may not be what you want, but see, it's going to be a test. It's going to be a test because if you can take what God gives you, he's going to bless you with what you want. You see what I'm saying? See, what happens, yes, we get picky. We say, oh, I need a job. And then you get a job and be like, but I don't want that kind of job. That ain't the kind of job I want. You see? God, but I done gave you a job. You just asked for a job. Here it is. God's going to give you a job, bro. So when he do, make sure you get in contact with us. Let us know so I can rent up out this house and praise God for you.
I'll be on here every week faithfully, though.
Amen. 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 To God be the glory. We love you, sir.
Thank you. Love you too, man.
All right. All right. All right. Who's next? Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and close out again. I want to thank each and every person who has joined us. Those that will be listening to podcasts down the line, I pray that the anointing, hallelujah, that is upon this line right now will stamp itself to the recording, that it will flow and touch each and every person that listens, hallelujah, to this episode. In Jesus' name, Father God, we pray for each and every person as we separate from, hallelujah, each other, but never you. Father, we pray that your spirit may go with each and every person. Bless them, protect them, guide them, lead them, Father God, until we come together again. Walk by faith, not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. All right, each and every person, we love you. Before we go, RainierAvenueRadio.com. 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 Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have a radio show that I'm doing on RainierAvenueRadio.com. You can go to it on your cell phone, on the internet. They have an app. But I'm just giving it to you. You can go to it on your computer, RainierAvenueRadio.com, 10 a.m. in the morning, Measures of a Man, powerful series. Listen in. Until then, y'all, be blessed. We love you. Talk to you real soon.